on AM 930 WEOL.
Four minutes after 5 o'clock, final hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bulbarch. You've got us for another 45 minutes or so. Always love taking a look at what's coming up. And boy, there's a lot of really cool things happening in February. Something I think you and I should go to on February 10th. LCCC teaming up with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation for something that should be pretty magical. And we have on the line with us right now Amanda Dennis Diedrich from the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation joining us. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, we are lovely so far. It's really, really cold out there, but we're inside, so we're doing just fine until we have to go warm our cars up here in just a few, but we're okay
exactly.
For the time being. Well, if you could shed some light on this event that you guys are putting on with the culinary arts students at Lorain County Community College on February 10th called Brunch with a Farmer.
Yes, Lorain County Farm Bureau. This is the fifth year that we will be having our Brunch with a Farmer. And essentially, we're just asking anyone in the area or anyone who is interested to come out and learn a little bit more about agriculture and then enjoy a brunch made with local, mostly local menu items.
Now, I think it's cool you guys are working with the culinary arts kids at LCCC on this. What kinds of local foods are scheduled to be on the menu at this event?
Okay. Well, we're going to have some fresh local sausage that the Culinary Arts Department is actually going to make, I think, at a class sometime this weekend. We're going to have baked French toast topped with local maple syrup. We're going to have lemon cream cheese crepes that's made with local cream cheese and then with an apple glaze. And the apples are also local. Breakfast potatoes, the potatoes are local. And then they're going to do like made-to-order eggs benedict and homemade omelet stations. So we have some pretty exciting, and I think the menu sounds awesome to me.
Holy cow. My stomach's doing backflips
really
right now. It's like 5:15, and I'm thinking about dinner already, and now I'm really starving. So that sounds like it's going to be a blast, too. That sounds like it's going to be a really cool event. Now, I know ticket information is still available, but you guys are going to close that window, I think, on Monday or Tuesday of next week?
Yeah, you have to purchase tickets by Monday, but you can call our office Monday morning and order them. They're $10 if you're a Farm Bureau member, and they're $15 if you're not a member. And then you actually get a partial refund upon the event that we might ask that you donate to the Second Harvest Food Bank.
And I was just going to bring that up. You guys have also teamed with the Second Harvest Food Bank. You're asking those that attend to bring non-perishable food items, correct?
Exactly, yep.
Good stuff. Well,
and in the past, we've donated, 250 pounds of food and then given a cash donation to Second Harvest Food Bank as well to help the area needy.
That's awesome stuff. Again, we're talking with Amanda Dennis Diedrich with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. They're teaming up with Lorain County Community College for Brunch with a Farmer on February 10th. Now, at this event, do the farmers get together with the Lorain County Community College culinary arts students? Is that typically what happens here?
Well, we have a committee that has kind of got together and planned this, but we are going to identify the farmers. They will all be wearing a green polo that says Proud Lorain County Farmer, and then we're actually going to feature three of our farmers that are going to talk about three different topics. So the first farmer we have is Ken Diedrich, and he's going to talk about use of technology that he uses on his farm. Alan Grobe of Grobe Fruit Farm in Elyria. He's going to talk about the Evercrisp apple and some of the excitement of the new varieties in the apple industry. And then we have someone from Lettuce Heads, and they're going to talk about kind of just the general what is aquaponics and how do you grow, vegetables in water, essentially.
Amanda, what's the ultimate goal here of the brunch? Is it just to inform the people about some of the agriculture here in Lorain County, or is it just to have a good time?
Bullseye, you got it both. It's to inform the people about agriculture, to kind of connect them to a local farmer, and then also see where they can go and buy local food as well, but then to have a good time and just appreciate the agriculture that we have here in Lorain County.
I think it's also fascinating, as you mentioned, Amanda, you guys are going to have three farmers give presentations. One of those speaking about technology and how farmers use technology. If you can, kind of shed some light on that. What kinds of technology are farmers using these days?
I know Ken is going to possibly bring a video of a drone that he uses so he can kind of fly over his crop fields and check out how his crops are doing. But GPS technology is also something that a lot of farmers use. They actually have where they can just make a pass in their field, and then kind of the GPS will take over and, like, steer their tractor for them. So,
wow, that's very fascinating stuff. So you don't – and I would imagine, too, this technology works so incredibly well because when you've got the ability to do things like that, essentially you can multitask. If you can get a self-driving tractor – that allows you to do some other things out on the farm while the tractor's doing its thing.
Yeah, I mean, you still have to be in there, but the thing, too, is that you're not over-applying any of your pesticides or chemicals because, you know, you can see where you've already applied and your sprayer won't over-apply it.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm sorry. I got the wrong impression with a self-driving tractor.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh my God, there's nobody behind the
still
wheel.
There's still a human in there.
Okay.
You know, you still have to turn it around at the end of the row, but
okay, gotcha. Well, maybe someday.
And there's a lot more technology. I just know it just kind of varies from farm to farm.
Okay. Amanda, typically the perception of Lorain County, I wouldn't assume many people think of Lorain County as being a big agriculture area. Is that a bit of a misconception?
Yes, I think it is a misconception. It's actually statewide in Ohio, I don't know specifically how it ranks in Lorain County, but agriculture is the number one industry. It employs one out of seven people.
Wow.
And, you know, you might not you don't have to be directly involved on a farm. It could be that you work in a processing plant or, you know, you sell milk or something like that.
Amanda, so Dennis, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yeah, there's tons of agriculture in Lorain County. You know, even way up north in the northern end of the county, you know, you see wineries and nurseries and orchards.
That's a great point.
That's all agriculture that people might not stop and think about. So it's not just your farmer on the tractor with his overalls on.
Well, this has been going on for 5 years now. This is actually the fifth year for this event. How did this event come together?
We just had a couple volunteers from our Board of Trustees that thought we want to work with Lorain County Community College, and the college was willing to work with us, and that's just kind of how it started.
Now, how has this thing grown, and how has it evolved over the course of the last 5 years? You were going through some of those brunch menu items at the beginning of the interview, and my mouth is still watering several minutes later, but I would imagine that's one of the ways this has evolved. But how has this thing grown over the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's grown a lot over the last 5 years. The first year we did it, we had it in late May, and we knew that was not optimal time, but it's when we could work with the college. And since then, we've moved it to the winter time when our farmers are more readily available that they could be there. But also in the winter time, that's kind of hard because not all the produce is like full blast in the winter. You know, when you think of local produce, you're going to, you know, the farmers are going to be growing it in the summertime. When it's going to be more local. So we have sourced a lot of our stuff locally, but not everything can be local.
Well, Amanda, before we let you go, one more time, can you throw that information out there about the February 10th event, Brunch with a Farmer, for those who are interested in getting tickets?
Yeah, you can call the Lorain County Farm Bureau office at 440-877-0706 to purchase your $10 tickets if you're a member and $15 if you're not. We just need to have you do that sometime on Monday because there are a limited number of tickets available, and it is prepay only, but 440-877-0706.
And if you heard the menu items earlier, you'll know why a limited amount of tickets are available. That sounds like it's going to be an all-star menu. It sounds like it'll be an all-star event. Amanda, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, and we hope to see you next Saturday, February 10th.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, man. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, not just alone the menu, but the idea that you can take a look at how things are farmed here in the 21st century and in Lorain County and some of the products that come through. It was nice speaking with Amanda there because you don't stop and think about the wineries in Afon perhaps being agriculture. I don't I don't know why, but for some reason you kind of pass over that. You think of the corn, you think of the wheat, you think of things like that, which obviously are important and are done in Lorain County, but it's much bigger than you stop and think about when you add the wineries, the apple orchards, the fruits that are grown in this area.
Got to be a cool thrill for the kids, too, in that program.
I think so.
In the culinary program, yeah. Because they get a chance to essentially work directly with the person that's supplying them with all that produce and supplying them with all the materials.
Yeah, I would think, especially if you want to grow on to be a cook, if you want to be somebody who owns their own restaurant, I mean, knowing where those products come from, how they're created, how they turn into what they turn into is almost essential, I'd have to think.
Again, a big thanks to Amanda Dennis Diedrich with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation for joining us again. Check that out if you have the opportunity to do so. It's next Saturday, February 10th. Lorain County Community College culinary arts students teaming up with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation for Brunch with a Farmer. You never really think of technology and farmers and how they work together, but that was some pretty interesting stuff, no doubt about it. They have three different presentations going on that day, too, so that should be a pretty hot ticket item, no doubt about it. All right, we need to get a break in. We'll do that now. Matt Douglas and I will return in just a few moments. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
These are the general contest rules for WEOL. All contests are open to all persons 18 years.